VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East.
President Donald Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its Palestinian residents has been swiftly rejected and denounced by American allies and adversaries alike. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian envoy to the United Nations.
The answer is that Egypt gave a clear answer, Jordan gave a clear answer, and the answer rejecting, displacing the Palestinian people from the Gaza Strip. Our country and our home is the Gaza Strip. It's part of Palestine.
Trump made his proposal to audible gasps during a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom he hosted at the White House for talks on Tuesday. He said there was support from the highest leadership in the Middle East and upped pressure on Egypt and Jordan to accept the Gazans, despite both governments flatly rejecting the idea. Sweden's worst mass shooting has left at least 11 people dead and 5 seriously wounded, including the gunman. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The shooting happened at an adult education center on the outskirts of Örebro, west of Stockholm. Police believe the perpetrator acted alone, but haven't said if he was a student or what his motive may have been. One student, Andreas Sundling, was in class at the time of the shooting. Sundling described the scene as he left the building.
And then I looked to the right. Inside the school, it was blood everywhere on the floor. It was crazy.
At a news conference, Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson described the shooting as brutal, deadly violence against completely innocent people and said it was the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA.